This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. The City Council got on to me there and asked me if I'd make a promo video for Cork City aimed at staycation types who can't afford to sail to the south of France with two very open-minded women from Kinsale. I've decided to make a short video called Duck Ponds of the South Side. My main point is, you can't have a duck pond on the north side, and I'll illustrate this with the following dramatisation. Kylie, love, come in for your dinner. What are we having, ma'am? Duck Larange, love. Ah, not again, ma'am. Hashtag duck swiping. I'm also going to say that the birds in the lock are very nervous, and so would you be if you lived that close to Toker. Now, Audrey, is there any hate speech there I need to be worried about? Because the last thing I want to do is cause offence. Reggie, Blackrock Road.
I'll answer with the limerick. Reggie is using a duck to peddle his latest muck. He'll be sued by a Norry who'll want to hear a sorry, but knowing Reggie, he won't give a buck.
It's getting very lively on our WhatsApp group. Hot Douglas Road joggers who get a thrill shopping in pennies. Lily underscore 30 grand chin job said there's a rumour that the group Ballintemple Biatches, who get people kicked out of Sunderswell Tennis Club, have mounted a camera with facial recognition software outside pennies in town. You're also kicked straight out of Ursuline's past pupils union if you're caught. Unless you can prove that you were just cutting through to Oliver Plunkett Street. Olivia underscore House and Glandor said it's not worth the risk going to the other pennies in Cork because we all know it's game over if you're seen in Wilton. So, the girls have asked me to ask you, what's a good disguise for Douglas Road princesses who basically die if they can't get their 30 minutes in pennies? Jenny, Douglas Road. Did I mention I live in the Douglas Road?
My cousin has a costume company for posh people who mingle with the lower orders. It's called She's So Common. I said, what's the best way to make a Douglas Road mom look like a member of the lower orders? She said, give them a job. Hashtag harsh.
Well, hello there. Audrey, isn't it? Yes, well, whatever it is, I'm speaking to you from my super expensive 6.2 million Bonvillain mansion in Lover's Walk. So look, here's the thing. I can't help thinking I should take huge house on Lover's Walk off my Tinder profile. The problem is my dates seem to be expecting great things in the sack because of the word lover in my address and all the pressures leading to a rather low-rise experience in the Love Sword region, if you get my drift. That said, my worry is that my desirable address is the only thing that attracts attention, even though my mother says I remind her of Terry Wogan. So do I take Lover's Walk out or not? Liam, Lover's Walk, I'm between a rock and a hard place.
At least you can get rock hard into a sentence. I dated an insecure guy from Lover's Walk once. He said, how would you view me if I had no money? I said, in my rearview mirror.
Hey, it's Ken here from Douglas Road Doctors with American Accents. Me and the guys are flagging a break off the front line, so we hopped on our 3,000 bucks racing bikes and headed for West Cork. Man, it was awesome to be on the open road, providing live updates on Twitter. We pronounce it Twitter, man. There's nothing you can do about that. Just now, we rolled into Baltimore and pulled up outside a pub there for creamy pints of Murphy's. One of the crazy locals yelled, ah, Yanks, run for your lives, lads. That's just the way she talked, dude. I'm kind of out of touch with the news right now, while being a frontline hero and all that. What have people got against Americans? Dr. Ken, Douglas Road. I was born in Cork, dude. It's just an accent.
You're lucky to be away from the news. My thumb is nearly worn out from checking Facebook to see what's the latest group we should all hate because of coronavirus. I went on a date last night with a linguist. The lawyer stopped me typing the word cunning. Draw your own conclusions there. I said, how come Douglas Road people under 40 have American accents? He said, beats the shit out of me, dude. I said, you too? He said, totally.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.